Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Ed Moya, Senior Market Analyst over at Oanda. Now, Ed, there's a couple different sectors that we can talk about here, but one that we tend to circle back around with you on a regular basis is the cryptocurrency space. And we should be talking about cryptocurrencies again today because, well, they're making another bullish move higher. Bitcoin pretty much right at or close to some of the recent all-time highs, and Ethereum, that actually has recently broken out to more all-time highs. Now, this is coming fairly shortly after the ETF in the US was approved, and I know a lot of people were saying, well, that could put a top in the market, which historically we have seen some ETFs put tops in markets, but if you look back at the data, those tops do come about a month, sometimes 2 months after. So who knows? This could just be another push higher before a bit of a pullback. But overall, the bullish case for cryptocurrencies just seems to continue to grow almost week after week, even when there is some weakness. There's definitely a buy the dip mentality. Ed, what's your takeaway from this, again, another push by cryptocurrencies to, let's just broadly call it, new all-time highs?
Well, I think right now you're starting to see there is widespread acceptance that crypto is sane, and I think the House infrastructure bill was a big win for the Biden administration. But it shows you that they're justifying the existence of cryptos by having more guidelines on tax reporting, and what you're probably going to see is that there was always this fear that at some point the government was going to try to curtail this growth and really kind of just focus on a harder regulatory approach. And it seems that that's not really unfolding. And I think now you have continued progress on Wall Street as far as investors looking to gain more exposure here. I think that there has been overall some positive momentum following that ETF announcement. I think that given the way the Wall Street is positioned, there is a desperate need for inflation hedges, and right now cryptos are providing that. And I think you have to take a look. Every time you get towards this time of the year for cryptos, there's always a buzz. You're looking at Bitcoin, which is up over 127% this year. Ethereum hitting a fresh record high today at over 4,700, almost 48. And that's up over 500, almost 550% year to date. It's truly showing that there is still, explosive growth when a lot of people thought that it was going to be a tough grind over the middle part of the year, and now you're seeing further momentum here. I think there's this belief that whatever regulation is going to come on cryptos is likely to be more targeted towards stable coins, and you're going to probably continue to see more interest going into these cryptos and as Ethereum and Bitcoin, and there's probably a lot of investors that are debating, getting some exposure into these markets. So I think there's still a tremendous possible upside here.
Yeah, Ed, let's maybe dive even a little bit more into this topic of the regulation of the cryptos, because for a lot of time, when we hear about that in the marketplace, it was a negative, but other institutions see it as a positive. They see it as, hey, this shows that the government's not banning cryptos, they're not outlawing cryptos, they just want a little more regulation around it. And of course, they want their pound of flesh. They want some taxes on it too. Do you think this creates a bifurcation in the narrative for the at least the Bitcoin portion of this, which is it's seen as a store of value that's decentralized, it's outside of the fiat currencies. If it's now subject to taxes, do you think that would impede any retail investors, but also couldn't it be seen as a positive for institutional investors?
I think it would be positive for institutional. And I think right now, when you take a look at what is going to drive the next big move in cryptos, it's completely the institutional money. I think the retail investor has taken it pretty far, but now we need billions and billions of dollars of fresh investment, and that's only going to come from the institutional world. I think that right now, the market has seen some clear signals from SEC head Gensler, and Fed Chair Powell has really, I think, been very upfront as far as that, they're not looking to end the crypto party here. They're being a lot slower in their review on stable coins and what they're going to do with the dollar. And I think right now you're probably going to see an extended period of here of how the government or how you're going to see Powell and company try to decide whether or not they want a digital dollar. So you probably have at the very least a year or two of uninterrupted flows going right into these top performing cryptos. So I think you're also looking as far as investors go. There's been tremendous progress here in the NFT space. So in addition to store value, you're seeing people. A lot of people are drawing attention to Facebook's Meta metaverse, and I think what you're going to see for the crypto space right now, this NFT interest is really gaining attention. I think that you're probably going to see a lot more focus on NFTs, I think, in the next couple of months, and a lot of that is because you're seeing more marketplaces open up. The demand has been fairly healthy. We saw NFT, the bubble happened, it crashed, then it stabilized. But now it seems like you're having significant influencers, and I think that you're probably going to see widespread interest going into that space, and that is really probably going to keep cryptos in the headlines, and that's ultimately still positive for Ethereum, Polkadot, and Bitcoin.
So, Ed, I found the one thing interesting about cryptos right now is that the crypto market broadly has now hit about a $3 trillion market cap. It wasn't that long ago that we were talking about cryptos at a fraction of this market cap, and people saying that didn't even make sense. But I think the big change has come in sentiment, where it seems like more big money and even more retail does think that crypto is a sector that is here to stay. Yes, it's volatile, but you know what? It has been a very good performing investment for a lot of people. When you look at the globe and see that a $3 trillion market cap still pairs in comparison to a lot of other sectors, how do you view cryptos? Is it still a high growth sector? Is it starting to reach a scale where it can just appeal to institutions because it's getting more accepted?
I think there's still tremendous potential here for a lot of these blockchain technologies and blockchain coins. And you'll probably see that the growth with the Ethereums, the Polkadots, and Cardanos is still going to be very attractive. I think you'll probably see consensus will be that Ethereum will probably target 10,000 at some point in the next 12 months. As these other coins that are either being built on Ethereum or their competitors, and they're providing greater speed and efficiency, I think you're going to see that that's where a lot of the money is going to be focused on. It's like, where's the next where are the next projects going to be? Where, how is corporate America going to embrace blockchain technology? And I think that is really where you're going to see the growth probably in the next year or two. As far as Bitcoin goes, that trade is going to become I think less attractive. You're going to see that because it's reached these high prices, and now I think the battle to get to 75,000, 90,000, 100, that is going to take a lot more I think institutional interest to be aggressively betting on Bitcoin, whereas you still can see, I think, because the market caps are so much smaller for those other coins, Ethereum at closer to $500 billion, I think those are going to probably be more attractive for Wall Street.
Yeah, just along this topic, is it right to think of these really as two different crypto markets? Bitcoin is really the store of value. It's the one that institutions are flocking to. It had that first mover advantage, but it's kind of unique in that its whole point is its scarcity and it's decentralized as a currency. Whereas on the Ethereum side and the DeFi side of things, it's really more about application, and it's not about being a decentralized store of value. We'll hear comments sometimes. People say, "What about all the other coins? Couldn't they replace Bitcoin?" But they're really kind of apples and oranges. Most of the things built on the layer two of Ethereum are how will this blockchain help with digital contracts, with real estate transactions, with financial transactions, with tracking and data security, and so many DeFi applications being built on that. Aren't they kind of two different things, apples and oranges? The Bitcoin thing is its own store of value story, and then everything else is really more about this DeFi movement.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Bitcoin, to break it down, even make it more simpler, it's digital gold for most traders. And I think that you're still saying there has been this big question mark as far as how this next wave of blockchain is going to impact payments. Is it going to impact, eventually you're going to see you're so much more efficient contractual agreements globally, and that's going to change payments, I think, for every industry. You've seen massive investments from the oil giants on blockchain technology. They're one of the biggest problems is how they get paid on crude, when it arrives, when these barrels are in movement, and how to track them. This is going to be done all on blockchain. So I think that as far as how investors are positioning themselves, right now it seems like blockchain is where you'll have better growth. And Bitcoin will still provide a store of value, but I think that you'll probably see, about a year ago, people would be, I'll be 50% in Bitcoin, and then I'll spread up across, maybe five other coins, the rest of that investment into crypto. But and now you're probably going to see that. I think people are going to have a much lower weighting on Bitcoin and be trying to find out whether or not it's Ethereum that is going to maintain its lead, or if the Solana is going to be the next big thing, or Polkadot. So I think there's a lot of interest across these other coins, and that's where you'll probably see people focus on.
Now, Ed, do you think that the one big difference between, let's say, Bitcoin and gold is the fact that there is this blockchain component underlying Bitcoin, that we don't know how blockchain is going to be used, how it's going to be implemented in the world, but it does provide kind of that blue sky potential where gold, look, the argument being gold's been known. Gold's been in the system forever, and it's played a major role in the system. Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, they're the new kid on the block, but they're not just tied simply to that gold narrative, because there is this whole question mark around what blockchain is going to be used for and how it's going to play a role potentially in our daily lives.
No, very much so. And I think that a lot of people are eyeing the Taproot, the Bitcoin upgrade. And there are efforts being made to make Bitcoin a lot more attractive. I think they're probably going to fail in comparison to Ethereum and what Solana are doing as far as transactions go per second. But I think the market is fairly convinced, though, that this is the future, and that you're going to continue to see this is going to shake up how money transfers are done. This is going to completely change how clients bill one another, especially on a global basis. And I think that you're going to start to see the availability of information on the ledger is really, I think, what is going to provide greater transparency, which I think you're probably going to see really help track and help companies operate so much more efficiently. So I think the market knows that to do things on the Bitcoin network is it's slow, and it'll get faster, but it'll always be playing catch up to these other coins. And I think that right now there's still interest primarily in Bitcoin, but I think that, you know, that will likely be faded probably in the next year or two.
All right, Ed, we'll wrap it up here. It's very fun to talk about the crypto space and see just how it's moving and who's getting invested in it right now, because it definitely was driven by a lot of the younger audience, and now with some of the new investment products and just larger market cap, more acceptance, it's institutions that everyone seems to be looking at to say, when are they going to take a big role, and just how much higher can this sector broadly go? Ed, thanks as always for your time. I'll post a link to the Oanda website below where everyone can read over your daily market notes, and we will be chatting again next Monday. Have a great rest of your week there, Ed.
Thank you. Looking forward to it, man.